conducted by Marin Alsop. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
I knew there was another room. Else why the walls? The unexpected visitors. Sudden exits. For God's sake, look. The slightly unhinged doors. And listen. Some nights you even hear their voices. Disturbing the cat as she watches from the stairs. Voices, not shouting, but raised, intense, as if debating how much can be revealed. Disturbing the cat, sometimes they sing. Who watches from the stairs? Sometimes you'll even hear a word. And then your head dances with all sorts of stories. But mostly it's muffled, low. The shapes of sound. A conversation in another room. A conversation, I'm pleased to say, we're not quite ready to understand.
Mark Gwyn Jones and the Psychic Bread, who play a bridge. The bridge over the River Wye at Bakewell, to be precise. Not the easiest instrument to tune, they say. Tension wires and struts. There are lots of ghostly presences there, and I'm sure I heard sparrows too. So welcome to the last Late Junction of the week. The latest Late Junction collaboration is coming up later on. It's an interesting meeting between two bands, Warm Digits and Field Music, who really took the session as an opportunity to get out of their respective comfort zones. That's coming up at around midnight. And before that, some more interesting collaborations. Here's a rather fine one, Christian Fennes and Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Thank you.
the sound of Bird Engine, which is Laurie Joseph Tilbury, and his song called Ghost Club from his album The Crooked Mile, which he recorded in Hove. He says the album's about trying to engage with the idea of not belonging to society and the sense of alienation that accompanies feeling as though you're an outsider. Before Bird Engine, Christian Fennes and Ryuichi Sakamoto, and a track from their double album Out on Touch called Flumina. Now, slow-moving music for microtonal tubas might not have been high on your wish list, but Microtub are the experts in an intensely concentrated exploration of this unusual sound world. Brighton-born Robin Hayward plays a microtonal F-tuba, Christopher Liu and Martin Taxt on C-tubas.
Thank you.
Chapelier Fou, which means Mad Hatter, and that's the recording name of the French musician Louis Varinsky, a classically trained violinist who fell in love with sampling, and he uses his violin, mandolin, guitar, cello and bouzouki on his new album called 613. And he appeared after the sound world of Microtub, improvising and exploring tubas and microtubas, Robin Haywood, Christopher Liu and Martin Taxt. Cesaria Evora, the great Cape Verdean singer, died in December. Here she is, recorded in 1997, and a song called Boa di Meu Crecheu, You Are Mine, Beloved.
De meu Crecheu, lá nasceu Cabo de Champa, Modiancre, Butantil. Boi de meu Nhamo, Cabo de Champudo, Cabo Tene, da sofrer. Boi de meu Crecheu, lá nasceu Cabo de Champa, Modiancre, Butantil. Boi de meu Nhamo, Cabo de Champudo, Cabo Tene, tá sofrendo. Bobai, bo de Champa, tá chorando, saudade só de bo. Vai sem dia de bem, que babo bem ser minha noiva. Bobai, vou de chão, tá chorando, saudade só de boa. Vamos, bobai, sem dia. Pra ouvir ser minha noiva.
Cesaria Evora, who died in December, and World Roots pays tribute to her in a special programme on the 5th of February. Inga Zach and Ivar Grudelan are two musicians you've heard here before on Late Junction. I've probably played you them as members of Christian Valamred's ensemble Dans les Arbres. Describing them as percussion and guitars really doesn't come anywhere near what they do, but it's a starting point. This is part of their duo project from Inga and Ivar called Emo Albino, which they performed at the Kongsberg Jazz Festival in 2010. A piece called Lady Lord. Inger Zach and Ivar Gridlan in their duo Emo Albino. And that was part of their piece Lady Lord, recorded at the Kongsberg Jazz Festival in 2010. The Indian singer Purvi Parikh takes inspiration from the Rajasthani folk song tradition and from the classical Thumri style. Here she is with a song called Takat Hare Nen. My eyes are sore from staying up, awake and waiting. I long again for those days when my eyes were bright. As I fell in love with you, I felt more pain and more sleepless nights.
Ah.
the voice of Purvi Parikh with Shujat Khan. Takat Harenen, my eyes hurt from staying up and waiting for you. Now, some more from the Kronos Quartet, who've been in the UK, resident at the Barbican for the last couple of weeks. Here's some music from their Pieces of Africa CD from 1982, Fode Musa Soso's Tiliboya, which means sunset.
Thank you. deixa ficar comigo. Esta saudade, sem beijos, sem amor, já sem mais nada. Uma saudade triste, de verdade. Uma saudade desta madrugada. Uma saudade triste, de verdade. Uma saudade desta madrugada. Na certeza feliz de estar contigo, fiz promessas em quase desespero. Saudade toma forma de um castigo, castigo só porque tanto te quero. Saudade toma conta de um castigo, castigo só porque eu tanto. Primavera de esperança em cada hora. O mundo de ternura nos teus braços. E um desejo de amor que não demora. A saudade que fica nos meus braços e um desejo de amor que não demora. A saudade que fica nos meus braços, no mistério do dia que não vai. E os minutos são horas de ansiedade. Eu sinto que sem ti não sou ninguém. Deixa ficar comigo esta saudade. Sem ti não sou ninguém. Deixa ficar comigo esta saudade.
She's got a gorgeous voice, Portuguese fado singer Luisa Rocha, and Saudade de Madrugada, nostalgia for the dawn. And she followed on from the Kronos Quartet with Fode Musa Soso's Tiliboya, which means sunset. That comes from their album Pieces of Africa. The fiddle player Ulla Kvenberg made quite a big impact on Late Junction when he played live with Stian Carstensen at our 10th birthday party a couple of years ago. Ah, he's got cause to celebrate now as he's just won the Spellemannpris, the Norwegian Grammy, in the jazz category for his Lyrebird project. I got to see that live in Molde before they recorded it. Totally absorbing and quite a starry lineup. Matthias Eichs in the band, Håkon Kornstad and Ingebrigt Håkerflaten as well. Here's a track from the project called Buon Anima.
Thank you.
Ulla Kvenberg from his award-winning Lyrebird project, released now on Jazzland. This is BBC Radio 3, and it's time now for our latest Late Junction collaboration session. The musicians we're going to hear from tonight represent, between them, Sunderland, Newcastle and Manchester. They're two groups, Warm Digits, who are Steve Jefferis on guitar and electronics and Andrew Hodson on drums, and Field Music, meanwhile, are the multi-instrumental brothers David and Peter Brewis. We assembled the BBC's Maid of Ale Studios keyboard collection for them, and they brought along their guitars and two drum kits. They chatted about Messiaen along the way, Stravinsky, pentatonic scales, and they told us they were really working in different ways to what they used to, quite out of their comfort zone, as they put it. So we've ended up with a really varied session, beginning now with a piece they've called Elements of the Sun.
Hi, my name's Andrew Hodson, I play in Warm Digits. What you had just heard was a song by Warm Digits collaborating with Field Music. This song has been written today, and it's been based on how the Warm Digits songs, or the first album, have been written, where we sort of get just one arpeggiated bass line on a Moog synthesizer setting us up, and then we sort of play over the top of it and discover the song over a period of performances, usually when we do that with Warm Digits. And the whole of the first album was pretty much recorded like that. So when we got the opportunity to work with Field Music today, we thought we would kind of revisit that kind of way of writing songs. When we first started, after about a year, we sort of hired a studio and just sort of listened to these bass lines and played along, and the whole of the first album sort of came out of, I think it was 17 hours we recorded, which is a lot to take in.
I'm Peter Brewis and I play in Field Music.
And I'm Peter's brother, David.
This next bit of music that Field Music collaborated with Warm Digits on, it's based around an 8-note scale. I think it gets called the octatonic scale. I think I first came across the octatonic scale when looking at some, I can't remember now, it was either Messiaen or Stravinsky. Instead of going tone, tone, semitone, tone, 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 semitone, like a normal major scale, it goes, what does it go like? Right? Tone, semitone, tone, semitone, tone, semitone, tone, semitone. I think that's right. I don't know. Can't remember.
It means that it's any melody or part you play in it, you can move around in parallel in a way which you wouldn't usually be able to do in a major scale. You'd have to transpose it to make it fit the scale. With this, if you move anything 3 notes up or 3 notes down, it's still within the scale. It still works. So it's just a different way of putting a scale together and I mean, it's quite discordant, but providing it's led by a melody rather than just clashing notes, then you get used to it by the end.
Thank you.
That was Travelodge Blues from Warm Digits and Field Music working together for the very first time for a Late Junction collaboration session. Their next piece was a bit of a departure for them, as Warm Digits' Andrew Hodson explains.
Well, we thought we'd do a song that didn't feature drums, and we also thought that we would take the basis of the idea to try and play as little as you felt possible, but still maintaining or trying to maintain a melody. So it was sort of an exercise in minimalism. Through the collaboration of working together, we kind of tried to find some kind of harmonic hook to the piece, but at the same time have plenty of room for chance.
I think that we're both, to a certain extent, rock bands, and it's something you could be in a rock band your entire life and never particularly listen to what the other people on stage are playing. People do go on stage, and in their own monitor, they just have, you know, plenty of myself and the click track, and it's exciting and quite scary to try and do something where you don't know what you're going to play before. There's no repetition. And you try and base everything you play on either responding to what other people have played or trying to lead everyone else. So, I mean, it's quite difficult, and it's completely out of our comfort zone, but it's a good experience to try it.
My name's Steve Jeffress and I play in Warm Digits 2. This final track is another as yet untitled song, which is probably the most kind of groove-based one of the four that we've done today. This, again, originates from a synthesised bass loop that we came into the studio with, but everything else on it has been kind of constructed today, so the melody and the structure is all kind of made up on the spot this afternoon. And it also features two whole drum kits for added groove, which we've enjoyed playing very much.
a piece called Higgs from Warm Digits and Field Music. Steve Jefferis and Andrew Hodson, Peter Brewis and David Brewis making music together for the first time for this Late Junction collaboration session recorded at the BBC's Maida Vale studios. And as ever, you can download this as a Late Junction podcast for the next 30 days. If you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk and you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. Evan Parker is the curator of the Might I Suggest Festival, continuing at the Vortex in London until Sunday and marking the Vortex's 25th anniversary. Hans Koller's Funhouse Living Tentet is tomorrow, Norma Winstone with Nikki Iles and Mark Lockhart on Saturday, and on Sunday, Hans Koller's trio. Doors are at 8, full details on the Vortex's website. But here's Evan Parker himself from his very first unaccompanied tenor sax recording from 1997, Chicago Solo. Evan Parker on tenor sax from 1997, and his Might I Suggest Festival runs at the Vortex until Sunday. And that's just about all from me for another fortnight. And there's no Late Junction next week, but you can join Marianne Kennedy Tuesday to Friday at this time live from Celtic Connections in Glasgow. And I know that promises to be a lot of fun. I'm going to leave you with these thoughts from Van Morrison. You got to make it through this world. Good night. If you can, you gotta make it.
Bigger to the world.